It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Carla, when I saw this story, I thought about you because I know you like wine, but you also like a good scotch.
Yes, I do. Yep.
Well, the whiskey brand Glenlivet just released a new product that's basically alcoholic Tide Pods.
Scotch pod?
Yeah. They're one-inch gel like capsules that are filled with about half a shot's worth of whiskey.
Okay.
Well, this is whiskey. Well, scotch whiskey.
Well, it's scotch whiskey. Okay. That's what that is. Well, is it to pop a shot or is it to put it into a drink?
Pop a half a shot.
Wow.
So,
okay.
They're only available in England now.
Well,
but,
they need to bring them out over here.
Glenlivet said they could, they're working to get them across the pond to the U.S.
I'll drink those like I'm Gary Busey. Well, you kidding me?
You'll pop them. I don't know.
Yes.
You know what? We'll play cornhole with those. Open your mouth and I'll just start tossing them.
Oh, I'll catch those.
This is an odd story. A massive cat orgy. Cat orgy broke out at a pet hotel in China last week. The one male cat was so burnt out and tired after he got it on with at least 5 female cats.
That he needed a cigarette. Jeez. Wow. Yeah, exactly.
He also needed an IV drip.
Oh, jeez.
I guess they have a medical staff there just in case the cats get worn out.
Wow.
And this cat was worn out, and so I guess they figured out he needed an IV. He was dehydrated.
Wow. What's new, pussycat? I'll tell you what's new.
This cat.
Oh, my God. I'm dehydrated.
And somebody has followed up with this story.
Uh-huh.
He's recovered now, and he's in good condition, and he's back at it, so he's ready to go.
This cat's getting more action than me. My life is horrible. This is terrible.
Morty, I think we got to do a new profile for you. I think that's what we have to do.
Cat pictures?
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Without all your bags of crap.
When I was on the Tinder, that would have worked better than some of the pictures. Wow. Ooh-wee. Guy in Japan stole 78 pairs of women's underwear. And the cops said, you know what? What else do you have, mister? What else did you steal? He said, nope, didn't steal any bras at all. I don't have bras to go along with those because he said, quote, I'm interested in women's butts. So, you know, why would you steal bras?
Yeah.
You know? So, okay, moving along. And a Chicago police officer, he's recovering from, a gunshot wound, Mike. He shot himself in the butt.
Oh, God.
His gun accidentally, Barney Fife, discharged. And it sent a bullet right through one of his cheeks. And
that's too bad.
You know, it is too bad. He was transported to a nearby hospital. He's going to be okay. He's going to be suspended for a couple of days. But
yeah. I'm sure he can't wait to get back to the force.
That was me. All right, give me give me my bullet. Go ahead. Give me my one bullet. Ah, that's cute, you guys. That's cute. It's not a real bullet. I got it. Okay, that's fine. It's Monday. That's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.